Mishnah Ches, the focus of this Mishnah is the Malacha of Birer, of separating things out, and specifically Haber Kitnis Beyomtev, when he wishes to separate out legumes such as beans and peas. He wants to take off their peel, perhaps, or to get rid of any waste products. So Beis Shammai say, Bur Eichel V'Eichel. He has to separate out the food part of it, so when he can only pick out the parts which are edible, which he wants to eat, and eat it immediately. And the truth is that is permitted even on a Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, there is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov when it comes to the Malacha of Birer, at least in this case, because it could have been done easily before Yom Tov, without any difference in quality. So just like on Shabbos, the only way to do it would be to do a small amount, and to pick out the part which you want, not the part which you don't want, but to pick out the part which you do want, namely the food, the actual bean, and then you have to eat it immediately, or very soon after. You could do it right before the meal, and in such a situation it will be permitted, just like on Shabbos. But Beis Hillel say, he is allowed to separate it out in his regular way, since it's for the sake of food preparation. It is permitted on Yom Tov, b'cheikai, in his lap, b'konain, in some sort of basket, b'tamchoi, this is some sort of large plate. Even if that's the way that he would regularly do it, he is allowed to do so in the same manner on Yom Tov. Aval, however, lo batavla, he cannot use a table, v'lo banofa, v'lo bakvara, or different types of sieves, which are designated for separating things out, because these are often used for large amounts. And if people see him doing the malacha of birer with one of these things, it will appear as if he is preparing for the weekdays. He's separating things out even for after Yom Tov, which is forbidden, and therefore he cannot use any of these utensils. But in terms of the actual malacha being done, it is totally permitted and does not need to be done in a different way. Now, another method which Beis Hillel forbid would be to place all of the beans or peas into a large bowl of water and leave it for a while for all of the peels and the dirt and the waste products to rise to the top, and then to get rid of all of that dirty water and be left with just the beans and peas which he wants. Again, that appears to be as if he is preparing a lot of it for the next day as well, and therefore it's forbidden according to Beis Hillel. However, Rabban Gamliel says, Af midiach v'sheile, one can even soak it and remove the waste products that way, since it does not necessarily appear as much as using a regular sieve, as if you are preparing a lot of it for the next day. People would often do this also for smaller amounts, and therefore it may be done in the regular way on Yom Tov.